And we're back with another episode of the CollierCast podcast.
This is CollierCast coming at you. Come visit our website, CollierCast.com. We're coming at you with a whole new episode. What are we on, episode 6 now?
Yeah, this is the 6th episode, I believe. We're recording on July 11th, 2020.
Man, a lot to talk about, honestly. A lot's going on in the world. A lot of craziness besides the riots and the, you know, BLK or Black Lives Matter movement.
BLM.
Oh. And defund the police movement, and besides, you know, taking down a bunch of statues, and, you know, the whole organization that was in Seattle, that, what it was, COD, I don't know, their own little, like, sanctuary city that they were, like, trying to protect or whatever.
Yeah, it's crazy that in, like, Minneapolis, like, they, like, destroyed, like, a whole police precinct.
Did they, like, destroy, like, 3 or 4 of them, and then they had to evacuate, like, all of them?
It makes you think, like, you know how much evidence probably just got destroyed? How much, like, paperwork and, like, files on people that they just destroyed?
But that's the thing. Do you think they care, bro? Nah, man. This chaos is only affecting us. It's not affecting them. So, I mean, I guess it's like, oh, I guess the paperwork they don't have to handle anymore, so...
So, in pretty recent news, like in the last 24 hours, some big news about Wayfair.com. Wayfair.com is a furniture site. If you watch HGTV, they have their commercial on there all the time. But apparently, a lot of the products on Wayfair are, like, ridiculously priced. Like, pillows for $10,000, shelves for $30,000, and... The claim from Wayfair is that, oh, it's industrial grade, so that's why it's so expensive, but they have really weird names. And
when did this originally leak? Because they cleaned up pretty fast.
So the original thread, I believe, was on Reddit, and it was honestly, I think, yesterday, like, within the last 24 hours.
Because we're, like, looking at it now, and, like, everything is kind of pretty much gone.
Yeah, we were trying to find some of those expensive... shelves and bookcases, and we weren't really able to find much on their website, so probably cleaned it up. But from the screenshots we saw, a lot of the names, like, let me see if I can find.
We were able to find here. like some of the names on the bookshelves that were spoken about in some other videos about.
And then, like, the names of the shelves, like, were the names of missing people, like missing girls, to be more exact. And so the theory is that Wayfair is a cover for some kind of human trafficking ring of some kind, which I think the CEO of Wayfair stepped down in that big...
not recently, though, but that stepped down during the whole COVID-19
pandemic. Yeah, when all the other CEOs stepped down, during, like, when Disney stepped down, the CEO of Disney stepped down, the CEO of Uber stepped down. All the CEOs stepped down, I think.
I'm not sure if you're aware.
Wayfair CEO was one of those.
But I'm pretty sure the CEO of Wayfair had connections to Jeffrey Epstein.
I mean, hey, man, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm pretty sure there's some photographs of him with him. Oh, and you know her, not her, but his, right-hand man, right-hand side accomplice. So what was her name?
Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah, she recently just got arrested.
But couldn't she have just, like, left? Like, not even having to deal with prosecution? Just completely just...
I mean, it really depends what side you look at it. If you look at it on, like, the side that's really, like, pro-Trump, like, oh, Trump got her. You know, like, oh, they were able to find her. Now they're going to question her. She's going to hopefully name
Well, what if they do, like, what they did with Jeffrey Epstein and just kill her while she's in jail?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you think they'll be able to get away with that?
I mean, they did the first time.
But I think if they do it a second time, it's going to raise too many questions.
So what do you think was going to happen? What do you think is going to happen?
Well,
you...
I mean, how it usually happens is, like, they're not going to say anything about it for a while. And then, I don't
wait
know.
Wait until it dies down, until people forgot, wait until other news...
Because his trial, I think, was actually supposed to start this month. Jeffrey Epstein's trial. Of course, he killed himself, apparently, so that didn't happen. But it's supposed to start... And I think in the summer, but
Wow.
So yeah, she's arrested. So the FBI arrested her. There's no mugshot
Do you know
yet.
where she got arrested? Like, where at she got
I don't.
arrested?
I mean, we can research it real quick,
Yeah,
but
for
I don't
sure,
know
for sure.
exactly what the details on her arrest.
Neither do I. I was just curious because I know, like, it was current events pretty recently, you know, all ties in. I know it's crazy because it feels like it's been a while since Jeffrey Epstein passed, but crazy how well he's connected with a bunch of other people and how it's pretty much, even though he passed away, I mean, his name is still, you know, comes up a lot.
Yep. Well, it's just 'cause he was so deep in the know. He knew people. He had so much money. And it's just like.
Man, so much money. His own
Yeah.
comms tower, his what, two islands,
Yep.
multiple mansions and homes around the states. This guy was richer than rich, beyond belief, what we can me and you cannot
So
possibly
she was
imagine.
arrested in New Hampshire, Bradford, New Hampshire. At 4:20 a.m. 4:20. Blaze up.
For real. Do you know the date
So,
of her arrest?
July 5th, so probably a day before that, probably July 4th. Or here, does it say? Thursday. 4 hours. I'd have to pull up the whole calendar now.
Oh man, that's cool.
So yeah, it was actually probably the beginning of July, because it says Thursday. So really beginning of July. And let's see. Her property was appropriately named Tucked Away. So, that's a funny name, Tucked Away. And so it was New York cops, New Hampshire's gang task force, and the FBI.
Honestly, I want to know what you think about the defunding of the police department. Many of the states Democratic that are democratically run. I'm just.
So, if you read this here, it says they smashed down the door, and she was already up and dressed at 4:20 in the morning, with sweatpants and a top.
See, that's bad. Oh my God, that.
So she was already ready to basically be arrested, you
See,
know?
that raises red flags. That raises red flags that she knew. She probably was already tipped off in the first place. No, that's dang. That is. And what were we getting this from? What?
This is on New York Post. Yeah, New
NYPost.com?
York Post. She was in a $1 million luxury home, which she bought in an all cash deal, of course. So now apparently she has a defense team preparing for war. But if you don't know, like a lot of the victims are naming her as an abuser too. Like not only did she help, like, you know, recruit them and lure them in. They also, she also was like in on it, like took, you know, acts on the victims. But yeah, that whole island apparently, you know, was bugged. Every room had a
The cameras,
camera
like
and
hidden cameras.
microphone. So like they got a lot of dirt on a lot of people. A lot of dirt on a lot of
A lot
people.
of princes, royals from Great Britain.
So back to the Wayfair thing though, like yeah, they just had, and then we watched a video by the guy on Twitter, Tommy G, where he basically broke down how they were like photoshopping their pictures, like a picture of a bookcase. They'd photoshop books with certain titles on them.
Leaving clues, breadcrumbs.
One title was The Bloody Harvest, which was about killing certain, it's like a Chinese gang.
And
I
the
forgot what,
prices though on these
but it was
like
organ harvesting. They basically harvested organs in
was
that
like
book.
$900.
And it's just like, why do you want that book? Why would you have that book on a picture, you know?
That's displayed for like what to be sold, furniture to be sold.
Yeah. And so the theory is there that basically, you know, they're sex trafficking. And if you look on their website now, a lot of the higher priced items, like the $10,000 cabinets, they're not on there. So, I mean, either they weren't on there to begin with, or maybe they cleaned it up.
They for sure cleaned it up.
But, of course, Wayfair said, you know, they denied the claims.
Like, the well, for sure, their PR is all over it.
$10,000 for a pillow. You ever pay $10,000 for a pillow? It's weird to me.
Do you ever feel like we're getting more and more closer to the... To what's that one movie? Not that I was going to say The Plague, but,
The Purge.
I mean, the defunding of the police, bro.
See, the thing about that...
It's all political, I know.
Well, like, we would... That'd suck for, like, our families, you know? I doubt your family has money to get a whole high-tech security system to keep people out.
But, no, but, like, look... Like, I mean, I don't know if you've, like, tuned into, like, all of the news station, you know, CNN, Fox News, and all of them. I was watching Fox News a couple days ago, but Nancy Pelosi will say, kind of like, they will do what they will do. Kind of like, they're tearing down the statues and having, like, riots and chaos.
Yep. And what better way to forget history than destroying it, you know?
And that's what they want. And she don't care. But that it's just, to me, it shook me because that's our leader. That's our political leader figure. She's, what, been in office for more than 40 years, since the 60s.
Career politician.
Can we look into that? Isn't that crazy? You know, she's a career politician, just like along with Joe Biden and many others.
Yeah, many others.
Been in there since the 60s.
Yep.
Oh, another thing I was wanting to talk about on the podcast that I saw is they just... Isn't it funny how they like to release certain things this moment? Or isn't it funny, like, they release certain things, like, at particular times? Like, it's like, why did you do this now and not then? Well, there was a clip of Joe Biden of him, like, you know, ripping a script off of another politician. Straight plagiarism. And, you know, you learn in school that's, you know, you can't do that. That's, like, a crime.
And then, you know, it's crazy, real quick, side note. You also learn in school not to trust Wikipedia as a source. But now it's like... There's a reason everything comes, like, the first thing is Wikipedia, you know? It's like, at first, they're telling us to use it as a source, but then, like, oh, you just read Wikipedia, you know, and it'll tell you what you need to, you know what I mean? It's just, like...
A lot of information is very, like, yeah, informative. Even,
like, if you watch YouTube videos, like, on certain conspiracy theories, there'd be a link to Wikipedia telling you the truth about the conspiracy, the truth, quote-unquote, you know? So, it's very, I don't know, it's a very weird time that we live in, because, I mean, me and Justin were in school, they were like, oh, you can use anything, but just don't use Wikipedia.
Well, I remember that even then, because they were saying reputable sites. Well, then what determines a reputable site? Yeah. I remember searching up information on the NASA government site, and apparently that was deemed reputable.
Well, even they said, oh, because anybody can post on the Wikipedia, but I don't know if you ever tried editing something on Wikipedia. You actually kind of, like, have to, like, make an account, and it's actually, like, a pretty good process.
I mean, I've tried it, but if only personally edits on your computer, it doesn't really, like...
Yeah.
Nationally changes the whole webpage.
So, it's just weird that, I don't know, schools were, like, scared of that, you know?
What they should be scared of is the information that's being spread around Facebook and Twitter, and they're actually taking information... as fact from those sources. I mean, you might take it with a grain of salt. I mean, it's like, how was rumors passed around? You know, word of mouth. I mean, a lot of it's, you know, you have to just determine for yourself what to believe.
Yeah.
I know it's hard, but, you know, well, they are playing with our emotions.
Everybody just wants, like, the easiest thing. Like, oh, I'm just going to check out CNN real quick. Oh. See what's on the news.
Oh, for sure. Everybody it's wants, convenient. Like, it's easy. It's, I mean, cable, you turn on the flip it on.
To digest, you know, it's like, you know, like, really nobody easy. Wants to think that, oh man, all these important people are probably involved in human trafficking and child trafficking, and it's just like,
I don't even
part know. Of it too is like, if you look at Hillary Clinton, you know, a lot of people go, oh, that's like my grandma, or that's like my aunt, you know, she would never do that, they would never do this or do that, you know.
Yeah, that's another reason.
And like a lot of these people, like, I don't know, they try to, like, personalize.
Yeah, you think they really
like,
try
celebrities and politicians because, you know, they're a fan. Like, oh, dude, Will Smith, he's such a great guy. You know, he looks like he does so much for his fan. It's just like, dude, you don't know Will Smith. You don't know him.
See, I don't think like that. So I'm not on that side, other side of the party, other side of the group where, you know, I feel like I need to get invested with their, like, lifestyle.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just like people talk about, oh, you hear about this person did this and this for the charities and all that. Like, all they do is charitable work. I was just like, yeah.
And that's what makes them a great person. It's
why
just
do
like,
you think they do that, you know?
Exactly. It's just what show and tell.
They
like,
put, yeah, they put on the show, and then behind closed doors, you're like a monster, you know? And then sometimes they're not even a monster. Sometimes they're just, you know, you get into a certain point where, like, you're deep enough to where you're, like, maybe you're not into that shady shit, but you end up being the fall guy for somebody who is into that shady stuff, you know? But, like, you're already in. Because once you sell your soul, you know, they can do anything. You know, like...
Is it, like, a contract? Like, what is it? What do they tell you? Like, you need, like, a... Or, like, not even something written. It's, like, blood. You had to, like...
Here's a good example.
Or even then, a sacrifice?
They had... So... At Bill Gates' mansion, there's child porn on one of the personal computers there. And it ended up, the official story was that it was a worker who had child porn and it was doing child porn on Bill Gates' computer. But,
yeah,
you know, how often are you at work looking up child porn? Especially if you're like a maid or a cook or whatever.
And this guy was doing Bill Gates' computer?
Bill Gates' computer, yeah. Apparently, you know, they toss it. They like.
Well, you know that the wife's in on it too. I mean, the wife's.
They're all.
In Event 201.
They're all. There's a reason it's called Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Yep.
I mean, even his sons has a tattoo. Is it? No, that's Tom Hanks.
That's Tom Hanks.
That's Tom Hanks of his son, yeah. Well,
getting confused there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're all really just. Anybody who's getting that, like, $20, $30 million club. There's probably pretty shady stuff going on, you know? I mean, maybe not everyone, but, you know, a good amount of people. Good amount, like...
So, I thought that was pretty interesting, that one clip that we were watching about Pop Smoke, because that was a recent death of a rapper that was... I mean, I guess it's like...
And apparently... So, the story was that he posted a picture on his Instagram... And it had, like, the house number.
Of his place, right?
His place, and it had his location on Beverly Hills. And apparently all you had to do was type in the number, and Beverly Hills, California, and it took you to the exact location. So that's where it apparently went wrong. And I guess it was a house party he was at when they robbed him and, like, shot up the place. But his best friend, who took pictures the same day, survived.
That's a little shady right there, that's huge, that's really shady, took pictures the same day
like you'll see him standing like in the same exact like
makes you think like was he part of it like this maybe that's, sacrifice
that's the thing man sometimes these people sell out their own you know it's just like Lady Gaga did that Lady Gaga apparently had like a best friend before she got like huge
like famous because she was nobody before this
and then her best friend committed suicide when Lady Gaga's career started taking off
I think I remember hearing about that
and yeah I mean it's just like they sell out their own there's a reason like
that was like her best friend
here's
too,
a
right?
crazy case so George Soros he's a Jewish dude he at least he says he's a Jewish but he during the Holocaust, he was stealing land from the Jews. You know, once the Nazis took the Jewish people out of their houses, George Soros came in and snuck the land with his dad.
Well, I was going to say, he was like a real estate guy, too. So what he was doing, he was working for the... He was a Jew, but he was just like Hitler. He was just... Basically, he goes... If it's not me, if it's not going to be them, it's going to be me, is his main mental attitude of thinking.
I mean, yeah, it's just like you sell out your own people. I mean, even like this Ghislaine Maxwell, like it's crazy when, I don't know, like when a woman sells out another girl. Because like, I don't know, it's just like...
Is that the lady from Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein's mistress where she would...
I mean, there was a lot of side girls that did the same, though, right?
Well, yeah,
that were
sure.
victims. I mean, they
for
say
sure.
they were victims.
And then they were...
And they started doing it, like... Yep. I mean, but the thing is, what got him hooked, too, is, like... I mean, yes, he's a powerful guy, and yes, he's probably blackmailed the shit out of you, but then he also did pay you.
Yeah, and you also got, yeah...
You got your change. Good sum amount of cash to where then what?
Yep.
You then
everybody
wanted to
has
go
a
clean.
Price. Everybody has a... I think Jeffrey Epstein was even quoted as saying, everybody has a price. So, take that for what you will, you know?
No, I believe that was mine.
Oh.
Yeah, that's one over here.
But, yeah, and then the Glee curse, so another Glee star,
Yeah, what's her name? Naya
Rivera. Apparently she's been...
This is recent, really recent. She passed away in what? It was
not even like missing. I think she's still missing. It still says disappeared.
Yeah, but it was just a lake. It wasn't even like a huge body of water. It was a lake, and her son was, you know, thankfully survived or was still on the boat or something like this.
Yep.
When was it announced that she was missing?
Oh man, let me see. So.
Because, come on.
As recent as 3 hours ago, they're still...
looking. I mean, they're obviously...
Searching for
her. Searching, but it's not, like, this huge, massive amount of body of water. I mean, what could have happened in that time period, you know?
So, this happened, I guess, like, within the last 24 hours also.
Yeah, I mean, she was, like, it was odd because she went out late at night.
That's really odd.
With her kid.
So here is this one.
I don't know if it was late at night or it might have been like early in the morning where it was still dark and it was like becoming AM.
So this is pretty interesting here how building up her impressive net worth since she was just a baby.
And she's from Glee, right?
33 days ago. Yeah, she's from Glee. She has over 26 acting credits. So she's a published author. She has a singing career. She's.
What do you think she has tied to do with this Glee curse?
Well, I mean, the thing is she might not even have known that she was part of it because the thing is a lot of them are just pawns, and then the higher ups really decide.
Like, there's a hit out for you.
Yeah, and you might not even know. You might not even know.
There's a movie about that.
In some cases, sometimes maybe they do know. And, a father will, okay, so there's a theory that Michael Jordan, his dad had, a huge gambling problem. And, would, get deep with people in gambling debts. And apparently he died because he couldn't pay a debt for Michael Jordan. And so, in a sense, the theory is that he sacrificed himself for his son to have a amazing career. Allegedly.
Oh, wow.
Allegedly.
And this is what, Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan, yep. And that's why he's still so big. That's why he's got his own shoe company. You know, you get Jordans, bro. You know how it is.
So that's why he's still alive, huh?
Yep. And then, jeez. Who else? What's it called? Sorry, I lost my train of thought, but yeah, basically, they're all at the very high levels, you know, it's all corrupted. Sports, the UFC, people say, okay, maybe they say, oh, that sport can't be fake. You can't fake that sport, you know, you can't rig that sport. You can.
Hey, would Joe Rogan say it's rigged?
I mean,
he spectates, he's an announcer, he talks about,
It's not because apparently so there are terrible judges and there are scores because a lot of decisions.
Do you think he's filled in on it? I mean, before the whole fight, do you think he's filled?
Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Who knows? Really? Who knows that to that extreme? But theory is Joe Rogan is he's aware that there's shadiness around him.
Yeah.
That's good. Who knows if he's involved in it? There's no knowledge to that part yet, but he does have a lot of money, you know, and a lot of money comes a lot of power, you know.
And he's been around. He's been around Hollywood. He's been around.
Yep. The game. Fear Factor. All kinds of stuff. Comedy scene. He's a stand-up comedian. And then if you saw,
At one point he was Scare Tactics.
Fear Factor.
Oh, but not Scare Tactics?
No, not Scare Tactics. But I know he does have a lot of comedian friends, and in the comedy world right now, there's a lot of, there's, a huge movement that a bunch of, comedians are, going after underage girls or just being kind of creepy. And
the one we heard about that was on, Workaholics.
Yep, like, and he's Topher. actually a friend of Joe Rogan. He's actually in that Joe Rogan circle, you know. So it's just like, it's pretty interesting to see.
I mean, dude's funny, bro. But
I mean, see, his case specifically looks more like he's just kind of a weirdo. Like he likes young girls, but he dipped below 18 a lot. But it's not like he's going after 14-year-olds.
I mean, I read that certain post. You shared a few images about how there was this younger lady that was reaching. She was 17. She wanted some action.
Like, had some action. If he was going after like 13-14-year-olds, like a few, then it'd be like, oh man, he's probably. But he went after like, I think like a couple 16-year-olds, you know. And it's just like, I don't know. I feel like he's just really kind of just creepy, you know.
Man, there's a lot of creepy people out there. Like, there's
a lot more creepy than, like, you know, a problem. It's not like Jeffrey
Epstein. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like
on mass scale on Jeffrey Epstein where he's
trafficking. Yeah, see, Jeffrey Epstein, because he was worldwide. She was trafficking from all over the world, you know?
You know, that's also.
And the thing what he would do is he'll find, like, poor families that are, like, so poor that, like, he'll change your life. You just gotta send your daughter away with him for like a week or two. And it's just like, you'll get a couple million. And like, you know. It's crazy. I read a story where like, he had like three French like triplets flown in from France. Because he paid their family.
Whoa.
And it's just like, damn, you know. People get that desperate for money, you know. And it's crazy the extent that they went, you know, for that.
Dude, what, I don't even know, man. It just blows my mind that, you know, certain things are like, this is going on, you know. And people are just, I don't know, what, ignorant, don't want to believe it.
Yeah, I mean, everybody gets shoved. Because, like, they shove the COVID down your throat. They shove.
Oh, another thing.
Black Lives Matter down your throat.
The most recent thing is the mask thing. It's becoming very, like, oh, if you need to wear a mask, it's becoming, like, mandatory.
Yeah, I know this mask thing is getting pretty serious.
Out of hand.
I thought they were saying that the masks don't even make a difference. But.
I mean, it's certainly become an issue where. Like, I'm at work, and I have a customer, like, telling me I'm a manager, I'm management.
I haven't had any issues at work recently, but before we closed down the first time for COVID, and, like, things were starting to kind of get rocky, like, we were only doing to-go orders, I did have a lady call, and she was like, how are you guys being prepared? Are you guys wearing masks? And at the time, we weren't wearing masks. We were like, no, but we use gloves, and it's just two people wearing. She's like, I'm not going to go into your store unless they're wearing masks. I don't know. Just like, all right, don't
come. See, in. It's becoming an issue to where it's just like, the true divide is just like, it's a safety blanket.
Yeah.
And so they just want to feel
that's
like.
That's actually the thing, is they just want everybody to be divided, mask versus not mask.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter versus all.
Oh, if you're not part of it, yeah. If you don't agree with me, then it's like,
oh, you're
their
racist.
Side is you're racist or fuck you. Yeah. You know, it's just like
racist. You're not
extreme,
Nazi.
Very extreme.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, there's no more of that. No, I don't have a stance on that, because like now it's just like, oh, everybody expects you to have a stance.
You know, everybody expects you to be political. Everybody expects you, like, even at a young age, if you're not political, if you don't have a side, it's like, pick a side, man. You gotta be one or the other. Nah, pick a side, man.
See, that's so dumb. It's just like, dude, they want you to pick a side. They want you to think, oh, my side's better than your side. When really, we're all on the same side. It's just like, it's us versus 1%.
You know? Yeah, exactly. And that's what they're forgetting. We're down here, yeah. They are forgetting.
As hard as you do, yeah. Gotta be going after those
people. Yeah, after those people and
who don't work, you know.
Because you can't be destroying the small mom and pop businesses when that's like.
One Walmart's open down the street.
It's open down the street, yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Walmart.
It's like these big time corporations. It's like you guys all lost your way. Like, these guys forgotten what the real enemy is, and it's like,
yeah,
big,
like when they were showing them like the people looting, like they were like looting a Target. They didn't really feel bad, cause you know Target can replace all that.
Target can replace all that.
Like it sucks.
Yeah,
it's due to that level.
Of it course. Does
like,
suck.
It doesn't look good on anybody, but like, I mean, at least I don't know. It's better than like out here where there's a lot more mom and pop shops than in, like New York, I guess.
Personally, yeah, if you want to look at it like that, like the glass is half full. Positivity way, yes, it's better than like going into like, you know, a mom
or
you
like,
know, small time house, mom pop shop.
There's a video where like these people like came out of their house with, like, guns. Because this whole crowd of Black Lives Matter
was, like, right up at the doorstep. Yeah. Did you hear that their guns were taken away from them?
Yeah, the media, like, made them, like, enemies. When it's just like, dude, they were worried about their property. Because I think they, like, read a post that the Black Lives Matter was going to go through their neighborhood and take back what's theirs. You know, it's like...
How scary is that, though? We're supposed to have our Second Amendment rights, right? This is bigger than any state. This is our United States of America. This is supposed to be our Constitution. This is our Second Amendment rights, the right to bear arms and protect your homes and your dwelling. And they had their guns taken away from them.
Yep, and they didn't even shoot. They were just protecting.
It just goes to show you how scary that was.
With that rifle, but he was protecting. It's just, yeah, it's crazy how...
When I saw that happening, it just took me back to the place when, I don't know, Roger Stone, when CNN was posted straight up at the SWAT team when they were breaking into his house. I don't know if you remember that, but why is CNN there? How did they get informed?
There's a recent video I actually just, like, saw now where he's talking on a podcast, Roger Stone.
Really?
Free Roger Stone. Yeah, with Roger Stone. We can watch it after this.
I think it's so ridiculous, man. He's like a 74-year-old man, and they're going to... Accusations. It's just they're going to barge into his house, you know, for what?
I mean, who knows, man? If you're on their shit list, man, they'll go after you.
They'll go after you. That's a good thing to bring up, because I was watching Fox News. The Goya company, the president of Goya, was bringing praise to Trump. And now they're attacking the president of Goya because he showed praise to Trump. They started attacking
anybody
him.
Anybody who shows praise to Trump, it gets attacked. And it's just so crazy. Like, you can't even support the president, you know?
Of the United States.
Despite who he is, you know, he's still the president.
He's not my president. He's not my president.
Then it's just like, I don't know. Like, then, dude, are you going to do all the taxes and all that, you know?
And yet you continue to live here.
Yeah, right? Then you're going to continue to live here. I don't know. Everybody's just so crazy, you know.
I know, everybody's crazy. Everybody's different. Everybody.
It's just everybody needs to chill, you know.
Everybody needs to chill.
Just relax.
And remember, like, who the real enemy is. Like, that one, the higher up, 1%.
You know? Yeah. The higher up, the 1%. But, I mean, yeah, it's crazy, like.
Because it's not their chaos, it's our chaos. We have to deal with it. They don't have to deal with it. They're stirring up the pot for us, man. They're making it hell for us. This is not their hell. This is hell for us. They're still up there. They got the money, man.
Yeah, the thing about that money is once you go, you can't take it with you, you know? I just don't know how much money is enough, you know?
Especially when they can just keep printing.
Yeah,
printing,
especially at their age, too. Like, at 74, come on. You really need another 4 or 5 million.
Well, let's think about it. The same people that's been in Congress for like 40+ years.
Yep, those career Nancy Pelosi, politicians. Yep.
And Joe Biden.
They start all those non-profits and all those foundations, and it's all just a big old scam. It's all just a big old scam.
To keep the money circulating. Yep. It's like to move the money around.
The people who start those like child trafficking awareness people are the people who are really connected to the child trafficking. You know?
And why does it happen to be pizza? Why do they go straight to pizza, like, and they own, like, pizza restaurants and stuff like that? Like, even this most recent one with Shaq, how he's, like, having a donation.
It's like a whole pizza code with pedophiles where, like, pizza is code for, like, boy or little boy or something, or little kid, and then, like, pepperoni means girl, walnuts is, like, a black boy or a black girl. It's just, there's all these codes that go along with it, and, like, I don't know, it's crazy, like, to think now that, I don't know how deep, like, the symbolism involving pizza is, but it's crazy that, I don't know, watching a lot of kids shows.
Nickelodeon shows, they mention it a lot. Like, Victorious, if you look at, you know, that's iCarly. Really?
You know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles used to love to eat all the time?
Pizza time! Yeah, pizza time.
Pizza time!
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It goes deep even with cartoons.
Yeah. It goes deep. Especially Disney cartoons, too. They're, like, remade, Aladdin. They're remaking Mulan. They're like doing all live action Disney movies now.
Really? That's the direction they're going?
Yeah, like they did Lion King live action now. So the theory is that now they're going after the new generation of kids. You know?
What's that? What's the new generation of kids?
Well, like, our generation already watched the cartoons. We already fell under their magical spell, you know?
Okay.
So now they're getting the new generation of kids and making the cartoon, like, I guess cartoons aren't a thing anymore.
We're like, talking about, like, kind of be, like, where that was, like, that cat, where they're dressed up as in cats and, like, doing, like, a dance musical? Like,
what No. Well, like, it's, like, a just, like, CGI. But, like, it's made to look realistic.
You're talking about that one with, it's that dog movie where it's a fake CGI.
I'm talking about Disney movies.
Okay.
Like, they remade Lion King. They remade Aladdin. It's just the classics. All the classics they're remaking.
You're talking about CGI.
Well, I'm just talking about that Disney's remaking them.
Okay.
So, they're remaking them for a reason.
Okay.
To, you know, cast a spell on the new generation of kids. Because kids like you and me, we watched Aladdin.
And there was, like, slight differences even with, like, the new one. They changed a few sayings. Yeah.
I don't know about all that, but I just know that, you know, they're playing Aladdin again. And they're singing and doing all that crap again. They're getting you under their spell. You know, that's basically the goal of it. You know, they're getting you under their spell. So, you know, like, oh, Disney's the best, you know, nothing could ever happen with Disney. Because, like, if Disney goes down, a lot of things go down, you know, because Disney has so many movies. It's just like these big Hollywood people, if they ever get exposed, it'd be, like, crushing. Like, Steven Spielberg, he's an alleged pedophile, you know, cannot...
What happened to the one that went down?
Which one? Harvey Weinstein?
Harvey Weinstein.
Well... He wasn't really necessarily as big in the Hollywood world. Like, he had the Weinstein Company, which was a production company. But, you know, there's other production companies.
Yeah.
He's not like many others. He's not like a Steven Spielberg.
Oh, okay.
Where, like, if Steven Spielberg goes down and they take off all his movies that he's ever directed, that's a lot of movies.
The person who even directed Drake and Josh, I think his name was, like, David Schumer or whatever.
Oh, Dan Schneider?
Dan Schneider. Remember even, like, reading comments about how, like...
Oh, yeah, he doesn't work for Nickelodeon anymore.
No?
So, like, in the heat of all the people coming out...
Yeah, I remember.
He resigned.
I remember, yeah.
And it was, like, a mutual agreement
for
him and Nickelodeon to resign.
Yeah, but he was still able to create content, I remember. He was still able to, from home or something like that.
No, I don't think he was able to create content, but he still made profit off whatever content that they played that was his.
Gotcha.
So he's still making money.
Gotcha.
Without having to create content. Gotcha. Because now, for him, you gotta think, he's probably, like, nobody really talks about him anymore, but, you know, people used to talk, like, that dude was a big creep. He's got Amanda Bynes pregnant, this and that. That was the theory. Yeah. From the Amanda show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, and then Zoe 101, there was a theory that he was the father of that baby.
Of that baby.
Yeah, and so... You gotta think, he's probably just taking a back seat, chilling. You know, he's not working on anything.
Getting that royalty check.
Yeah, royalty checks, just not making a peep, letting everything blow over, you know. By the time anything comes out, he'll hopefully be dead or super old. And that's the way it really works. Like, anytime...
How did it go, like, bad with Bill Cosby? How did that shit hit the fan,
man? Well, there's a couple different angles on the Bill Cosby thing. So, like, one theory is that there's a theory that he was gonna buy NBC. That he was set to buy NBC. And then all these allegations started popping up. And he didn't get to buy NBC. And he had to go...
Where do you think that is, though? Like, because he wanted to buy out NBC, like, who went out to him? Like, who wanted Bill? Like, nope, this can't happen.
Comcast. Who do you think owns NBC?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You think NBC's gonna just let one guy... Or Comcast is gonna let one guy own their main channel?
So, what, they dug up some stuff on him?
They probably dug up some stuff, and, you know, maybe some of the allegations are true, but I bet you a lot of them are not. Because that's the thing, there are so many of them, so many that it kind of just became
hard. See, to me, I felt, like, really bad for the guy, because this is an old man.
Yeah, especially, yeah, and he was, and now, like, okay, so, like, for example, so, like, he's... Ever since then, they pulled the Bill Cosby show. Like, there's no reruns or anything. So, everybody who worked on that show does not get a check from that show.
He was known as the... No, really?
Really. So, everybody who worked on that show, because they're not playing reruns, so there's no royalty checks. So, that's what would happen if, like, Steven Spielberg or somebody in that level Because then they wouldn't play E.T. anymore. They wouldn't play any of those freaking Jurassic Park movies. You know, they wouldn't play any of those. And all those movies would just get basically blacklisted, you know? Because Steven Spielberg, it would come out how horrible he is. Because apparently he's a pretty bad pedophile. Him and Tom Hanks.
What, Bill Cosby?
No, Steven Spielberg.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Steven Spielberg. Going back since, like, the 80s. Wow. Yeah.
That's going deep. That's like a whole nother podcast. That's going deep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, believe me, this web, it's just such a crazy web, and it connects in so many places, like, you wouldn't even think. It's just...
What is the Jesuit order? What is that?
So, the Jesuit order is, like, the Society of Jesus, and,
Is there multiple other societies? But so
yeah, so, like, they claim, like, they're about Jesus, but usually how it works is, like, whatever they say they're for is a complete opposite, you know?
Like, what is up is really down or something like that?
What? Yeah, like, what is up is really down. As above, so below. As below, so above, you know?
Just like our money, like our quarter. Like,
yeah.
You flip, you turn one side, like, the head of it, you know, it's facing down, flip it over, it's, like, up. It's just, like, with it deep within our money, too. Like,
it's just, like our,
and the e pluribus, whatever, like, is saying on there, a one world order or something like that, our money. It's, like, in their tongue, in their slick language. It's in...
Yep, and it's just, like, I don't know, they're really... It's a system that everybody's in. And it's such an intricate system that it's very hard to get out, like, and it's very hard to, like, beat the system, you know? You pretty much never beat it.
Well, what blows my mind is there's multiple, like, intricate, like, layers of societies and, like, cliques and, like,
and yeah,
frats and, like...
And within the secret societies are secret societies, and it's just, it's really, like, one big... And then a lot of them, you know, it's a lot of, like, knowledge that they talk about from thousands of years ago, even, you know? From before humans were even on Earth, you know, from what they say. Like, a lot of our history is fake, you know?
That's why they wanted to just destroy it, make up their own.
Yep. History is written by the winners, you know? That's why in our American history books, they're so, makes America look so great. Oh, here's something. So they're taking down statues, right? But I think the governor of New York refused to take down any Christopher Columbus statues because of our Italian-American heritage, which is so crazy because Christopher Columbus was, like, a monster to, like, the Native Americans when he came here.
I mean, so they say. There's, like, both sides.
Well, what we learned in school was that he was a good guy.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
And then, like, it comes out that he's not a good guy.
So, I mean...
they still have statues and stuff.
So that's what I'm saying. Which side do you believe? It's like...
Do you believe what you're told in school?
Exactly. It's like, at this point, it's like you have to start venturing on your own land, on your own time, and, like, really, like, it's hard. It's really hard.
It's really hard, yeah. Because, like, everybody goes through that school system, the Rockefeller school system, because it was started by them.
Really?
The Rockefeller, yeah. And so, like, we get just a very watered-down version of everything.
I mean, I'm sure there's a whole lot to speak about. Oh, yeah.
There is just levels upon levels upon levels. Like, it goes as deep as saying, like, dude, this physical body you're in, doesn't matter. It's just your consciousness that matters. Like, you've already lived a physical life before. You don't remember it. But, like, you were a human once. And then you died and you passed on. Now you're in this life, in this physical body. And then eventually you're gonna die and your consciousness moves on to another physical body.
Did you hear that, folks? We were all humans once.
Yep. And then if you learn the right lessons, you don't have to come back into a human body. You can go, you're free, do anything. Just learn those lessons, you know. But see, the way society is structured, they don't want you to learn those lessons. They want you to be materialistic. They want you to, yeah, get the nicest car.
Get those Yeezys, man. Yeah, get those nicest Yeezys, bro.
Yeah, you know, try to have a threesome, a foursome, as many girls as you can get. Yeah, just run through those, you know.
Yeah.
That's the life they want to paint, you know?
Yeah, especially with, like, being rap as the mainstream of music nowadays, you know.
Yeah, everybody wants to live that rap artist lifestyle. But,
that's true.
The lifestyle they promote is not really the lifestyle you want.
Definitely not.
It's not. So it's just, you know, be a kind person. You know, try to learn something new every day. And hopefully we can get ready to, you know, transcend. And apparently everybody's waking up more and more, though. You know, now there's more awake people than there were 5, 10 years ago.
I really hope so. I really hope people are waking up, opening up the third eye.
Yep. Yeah, decalcify that pineal gland, you know. That's a crazy thing, you know. It's like,
I really hope that people who are, like, were once be called, you know, conspiracy theorists, you know, they're not, like...
Yeah, well, see, there's certain, like, terms like that. They made that. It's just, like, a derogatory term, you know. It's just, like, conspiracy theorist. That's what that is. And it's just, like, ooh. And there's all this negative connotation around it, so it's just, like, it's a negative thing, you know. Like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I'm a truth seeker.
I'm a truther.
Yeah, I'm a truther. Evening, truth seekers. But yeah, so this was episode 6.
Episode 6. You can find us on callyourcast.com.
Yeah, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. We're still there. I mean, I don't think we've uploaded
good our minute.
Most recent episodes, but you know, we're trying to still work stuff out. So
we'll be back with a new episode sooner or later. But thanks for tuning in with us this time.
Hopefully this episode was a little more structured than our previous ones. But, you know, work in progress. So, anything else to add?
Oh, we're learning as we go, man. Always something new. Always something to talk about. Always something to learn.
All right. Well, we'll catch you guys next time.
Till next time.